how did it come about that that you decided to acquire the Mel's Tea Room sign?
Well, I was kind of been following the whole thing all along, and you know, kind of disappointed it didn't open back up. But I did inquire with Dave and Wendy Epworth what they would be doing, and their first thing was hopefully the new owners would be interested in keeping it branded as the Mel's, but they weren't. So I expressed immediate interest in the sign, and I was given the opportunity to buy it, and I bought it.
What's your plan for the sign?
I'm going to put it on the side of the Dorchester Jail and let everybody see it. It's going to remain here permanently as long as I'm alive. And, yeah, I think it'll be a good spot. It's on the old Trans-Canada Highway here. We get a lot of tourists in, and it'll be something that will stay in the community, the greater community of Tantramar, I guess it is now, and or soon. And, yeah, people can continue to enjoy it instead of it being shipped off to the States or wherever else.
Do you think you'll have some confused tourists thinking, you know, expecting that they're walking into Mel's Tea Room?
You know, I was thinking of that. But if I put up an SO sign, I hope they don't think it's a gas station type thing. But you never know. I might open up a little tea room and call it Mel's. I don't know what's in the future. Or if they sell me the old, with the amalgamation coming, they might sell me the old village office here that's in my parking lot. And maybe I'll put on that building and open up a little tea room. You never know. But for the time being, it's going on the side of the jail where everybody can see it.
Okay. Are you acquiring anything else that's part of sort of the Mel's, like, aesthetic package there?
I got a bunch of the stools. I got some of the benches that were used in the back bus room where people used to wait. A lot of memories there. I got some wood, old chocolate boxes with Mel's Ice Cream Shop written on the side of it from the 40s. And I got some old cups from the 1950s of coffee cups and saucers. And so I love that kind of stuff, believe it or not. Yeah, I got a box full of that stuff and some old ice cream dishes. And I have a little display in the jail here with a little Mel's sign. And, yeah.
So there will be sort of a Mel's little section in the jail there.
There will be now. There is now. Kind of unexpected. I was just going to put the sign on. I said, you know what? I'm going to put a little tribute up there, put a nice little sign inside, and make it, you know, part of the whole experience of visiting our place here. We have a lot of artifacts and different kind of unusual things, and I think that's a very important piece of the history of the community that should be saved. And you know what? I stepped up and I saved it, so I'm proud of that.
Will you take one of the booths?
I did not take one of the booths. I don't have that much space. I got a lot of space, but not that much space where I could utilize it. I wanted to, but...
And now, I know some people are disappointed to see that the sign is going to be gone from Sackville. How do you respond to those people?
I could have been going to the United States and could never see it again. I'm really disappointed that the new owners, you know, didn't take the initiative to kind of keep that there and kind of, I don't know, a tribute or whatever. Since 1945, it's been there, maybe a little bit earlier. So a lot of people are, you know, kind of upset. They say they're upset, but they're happy to see that it's being saved and it's not being just disappear and never be seen again. It's going to stay in the community. You can come visit, take pictures. It's a beautiful sign.
It sure is, yeah.
Yeah.
So in terms of, do you have a timeline on when it actually comes down, when it gets taken down, and when it gets brought over?
Everybody's asking that. I'll be honest with you. As soon as I can get that bloody sign here, I'm going to put it on the side of the building. So that's the instructions to the company that we're getting some quotes from. I'm excited to get it up. It's not going to be like in storage for a year or nothing like that. Hopefully it's going to go from... right from Mel's, right to here, uninstall it from there and install it right on the side of the building here. I don't think I'll get the wiring up for a little while. It costs a lot of money, that type of stuff.
Yeah, and I guess it has to be unwired from where it's
going. That's the easy part. It's unbolting it and getting it down. There's some hydro wires that are in front of it, so it's a delicate operation. I think it's going to be well photographed when it does happen. And it's such a shame. I remember coming the first time I ever seen that sign and looking down the street and that thing, wow, look at that. That's beautiful. You don't see those signs around very often. And what it represents, the history behind it is, I'm a historian. I love history about the old jail. I've been buying a whole bunch of stuff locally. I think it's important to save for sure.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Bill. Appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thank you very much.